Hi guys, thanks so much for joining me once again. This is On Target, it's what's in the grooves that count. I'm Maude Marty, your host, and if you're committed to staying with me for the next hour, I'm going to be playing all 45s, all on vinyl. I'm going to fill this time with garage, psych, British beat, soul, R&B, rock and blues, and sweet soul music.
Of you, honey.
Started everything off with Sweet Soul Music. That's Arthur Conley on the ATCO label, a dear friend of Otis Redding. He often sang backup vocals to his songs. In fact, when Otis died, Arthur Conley threw himself on Otis's casket as it was being lowered down into his grave, and he went into a deep depression after that. Pretty sad for somebody that sang such incredibly uplifting music. After that, Send Me My Money Back. That's Clarence Reed flipped over Nobody But You, Babe, which I played last week, and that's on the Alston label. And finally, Gloria Walker and the Chevelles, Need of You. That's on Flaming Arrow. Now, don't be thrown. The next song is from a really crazy source, but it sounds like a fantastic new dance. It's called The Banana Split.
Slipping in one by one, we'll be doing it. Banana split, y'all. We'll be sliding it, peeling it, scooping it. A dipping the banana split, y'all. Get up on your feet now and feel this new sensation. Here's a new dance that's in your town. It's sweeping across the nation. But first we need a big strong land. Then slide and feel into it. The banana split is a groovy, groovy dance. And now we're gonna stop to do it. Here we go, yeah! Ow! Woo! Hey! Dip and scoop one time. Ow! Dip and scoop two time. Ow! Ow! Dip and scoop three time. Ah! Yeah! Hey! Look here! Now everybody should be sliding. Woo! Now peel all you boys and girls out there. You better not be jamming, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're doing it and doing it, doing it. Woo! Doing the banana split, y'all. Sliding it, peeling it, scooping it. Dipping the banana split, y'all. I said I'm sweetening it up. Woo! I'm flavoring it up. Whipping, whipping, yeah. Hey, hey, nutting it up. Ow, ow, ow. We're doing it and doing it, doing it. Sliding it, peeling it, grooving it. A dipping the banana split, y'all. So now you got the groovy groove. Keep on peeling to it. I don't care what you say. Just ain't no way for you to groove unless you're doing it. We're doing it and doing it, doing it. Doing the banana split, y'all. And I'm splitting the banana split. Ow, hey! You're doing it in Texas. Hey, hey. They're splitting in Chicago. Woo! Being in New York City. Hey, dipping in Boston. Nah, 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 nah.
They're doing it in the street. Doing it with folks they need. They're
I just love that record. That's Howard Tate, Baby I Love You on Verve. And before that, Lou Courtney, Skate Now. And they started everything off with Doing the Banana Split by The Banana Splits. Now, I'm probably dating myself, but The Banana Splits were a kids' morning variety show with cartoons and little skits in between with these characters that were like mascot type characters, four animals in a band. They would sing songs, but the songs were amazing. They have a great song called Soul. I'm still looking for that. Doing the Banana Split, written by Barry White, of all people. And a lot of people think that Barry White sang that. But the truth is, the vocalist was a guy named Rick Lancelot. He also sang other Banana Split songs, including Soul and Despot and Adam Haddam and a bunch of them. And if you know any of their songs, you'll know the ones I'm talking about. And Lancelot went on to join Zappa's Mothers of Invention in the early 70s, but drug abuse, unfortunately, forced him out of the band, and he died in the 80s. Although it sounded like he was African-American, he's actually Caucasian. Blue-eyed soul, baby. But I mean, the weirdness is everywhere with this. Sid and Marty Krofft, who created H.R. Puff and Stuff, which I also grew up on, created the characters for this. The songs were sung by huge names and written and performed by incredible musicians. So under the facade of the silliness of this kids show is this catalog of amazing music. And I've got another track from that EP coming up in the show. But before we do that, I'd like to get a little serious with some American Garage covering The Who.
Looking for someone to be mine. I'm searching for love. someone to be mine. I'm searching for love.
Shows, we always mixed little people with our marionettes and put strings on them. And the press and the audience never knew that there were little people. In those days, you know, we were allowed to call them midget.
So the New York once, though, the big reviewer of the New York Times gave Sid a review that said, Sid Cross puppets are lifelike. Of course, there were real people inside of these things.
So Hanna-Barbera evidently knew that and came to us because we knew how to put people inside of suits. And so that's when we built the banana splits. When, after we built them, Marty looked at me and said, oh my God, you know, they're going to make a fortune. Why did we do that?
They had the concept with Kellogg's of the banana splits. They came to us. You know, we added a bunch of creativity to the thing, but it was theirs. But a lot of, you know, everybody knows we did it at the time because we did Puffin stuff right after it.
Let me remember you smiling before I break down and cry. I want to think back to the happy time and forget you said goodbye. The way you looked at me, and now we fell in love. Please look at me that way, so I'll have something to be dreaming of. Let me remember you smiling, smile as you walk away. My heart wants to keep the memories and save it for a rainy day. Just kiss me one more time before the pain sets in, and darling, hold me close before it's time to run to him. At me, the night we fell in love. Please look at me that way, so I'll have something to be dreaming of. Just kiss me one more time before the pain sets in, and darling, hold me close before it's time to run to him. Let me remember you smiling. Let me remember you smiling. Let me remember you smiling. Let me remember you smiling.
So I started off with Chessmen Square with their version of Pete Townsend's Circles. That's on the Lion label. And then after that, the Tidal Wave, Searching for Love. That's on Buddha. And finally, the Banana Splits again. The song's called Let Me Remember You Smiling, and that's also from the Kellogg's EP, doing the Banana Split. So as you can see, it's very strange that this kids show has this band of animals, like a dog and an elephant, and singing this song of heartbreak and breakup and boy loses girl to another boy in a totally beat track. very weird, but really good. Unfortunately, that record was split in stereo, where one part is coming out of one ear and another part's coming out of the other ear. You're probably hearing it mixed, because by the time it gets to your ears, it's mixed, so it sounds a little bit better. And it's an EP, that means it's 45 RPM, but four songs. And the sound quality on EPs are often less than on a straight up single. So let's get back to the singles, and let's get back to some soul.
Whisper one word that will make me glad. Come on, baby. from you. Come on, come on. Some love I need it from you. Hey honey, I just got to have it, baby. I need some love. I need your love.
Nettie's Children started us off there with a track called Dance, Children Dance. That's on the Capitol label. After that, The Sensations, I Won't Be Hurt. Way Out is the name of that label. And I finished everything off with James Carr on Gold Wax with a track called Talk Talk. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Make sure you get the UMFM app from your app store for free. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/ontargetpodcast, where I put the link to the show for direct download, as well as a list of all the songs that I play and a graphic with a scan of all the labels. Please go to Podomatic on -target.podomatic.com and follow the show there, or subscribe on iTunes. There's a little button on the Podomatic page to subscribe to the show on iTunes. Lots of ways to get on target. However you do it, just make sure you do it. I hope you all are having a great time, because I know I am. And I'm going to drop the needle on another great dance track, a Northern Soul classic, fantastic instrumental with some crazy laughter on top, which may make you think of a certain character from a certain comic book. This is the Joker.
Thank you. for love to call my home.
I'm gonna do a little housework and pamper me again.
I'm looking for love to call my home.
Lots of love and kisses and people not to the end.
I'm looking for love to call my home.
Episode of On Target if we didn't have some of that powerhouse rockin' soul. Let's Do the Funky Boogaloo was that last track. Barry Jones on the Dial label. And before that, I played Looking for a Love by the Olympics on Parkway. And that's their cover of the Valentino's number. Although the Valentino's version is much softer and came out in 1962. Whereas the Olympics version came out in 1968 and is much more dancey. I love both versions, honestly, but love the dancey version. And I started everything off with a track called The Joker. That's by The Milestones and Butch Baker. I played it off the Black Magic label, but it originally came out on the Andre label in 1968. In 1976, Blues and Soul magazine, wrote this about the record: another huge in-demand sound for the Northern Discos is this basically instrumental novelty sound, complete with some joke-worthy screams from a falsetto gent who presumably is Butch Baker. Obvious Northern Soul sound, but you cannot deny the dance power built into this record. But apparently, Butch Baker is not even involved in this at all. I think that it has something to do with the fact that Butch Baker had a track called Batman at the Disco, and they were cashing in on the Batman franchise. Of course, the Butch Baker version had to change its name to Fat Man at the Disco due to some legal troubles they had with DC Comics, for obvious reasons. Still a great Northern Soul dancer. Absolutely love it and super happy to finally own it. Now let's get into some classic mod beat.
Used to be a prisoner in a cell. The lonely world around me was my jail.
It's a male-led thing. It's funny because you talk about fashion and you think of women, but these are all defined by men, these looks.
Do you like being a mod?
Yeah, it's the greatest, isn't it? It's the best, isn't it?
And do you like getting involved in punch-ups?
Well, I don't like getting involved, but you can't see too well. But hey,
I'm trying to turn you around there so they can see. Right? You don't like getting involved in
punch-ups? Well, you can't help it, can you? You know, they jump on you, so what you got to do? You've got to fight back, ain't you?
Do whole gangs of you start roaming the streets or anything like that when something like this happens?
No, I can't say that, mate. My old man's listening.
Yes.
No, I don't, you know, but if they jump on you, see, you've got no option.
This was style. This is pure style. This was finding your tribe through style.
The scooter element of mod is really interesting because what it does is it gives this teenage generation an ability not to rely on their parents. They're finally independent.
And it comes from a period sometime, no one quite knows, you know, whether it was October the 14th, 1957, when people start to look forward more than back.
Panorama follows in a few moments.
Hello, good morning. And a nice bright morning it is.
We did look down on people that didn't have the ideas. If somebody didn't dress the right way, it would be better that someone didn't try to compete with us. We had more respect for them.
I'm gonna give your love to me.
Just gets grittier and grittier. Started that off with Black Rabbit. Free is the name of the track on the Imperial label. After that, the Rolling Stones, Not Fade Away. That's on Decca. And finally, The Music Machine, Talk Talk. Hey, that's the second song called Talk Talk that I played today. That's a weird coincidence. I've got that version on the Rio label. That's the Canadian pressing. It came out on Original Sound in the US. I've got time for a couple more tracks, so why not have a couple theme? We've got two sets of two, James and Bobby Purify and Sam and Dave.
We have to say, people, stop all this fussing.
James and Bobby Purify, Let Love Come Between Us. That's on the Bell label. And Sam and Dave, You Got Me Hummin'. That's on Stax. A nice little set of sets. But that's it for us this week. On Target, we'll be back next week. We're here every Saturday at 4 o'clock on 101.5 UMFM. And every Monday, I upload the show to Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, all the places you can find me. I'm going to leave you off with a great tune, a classic tune that you may know. It was a huge hit in the Northern Soul scene. Still is, can still fill a dance floor. It's one of my all-time favorites from Curtis Mayfield, called Moving On Up on the Buddha label. Enjoy, and until next time, keep the faith.
Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complication. So hush now, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Move on up and keep on wishing. Remember your dream is your only scheme, so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the suffering best. Do not obey, rumors people say, but you can pass the test.